I'd like to call to order the meeting of the Oak Ridge Board of Education. I'd like to recognize Mr. D.T. Hobby, principal at Woodland Elementary School, who will introduce our very special guest for tonight.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, board members and guests. I would like to introduce Ms. Brewer's second grade class. We have some volunteers. Woodland Hawks are going to help us with our Pledge of Allegiance and our Woodland Pledge.
And I would ask you to please rise as the Wildcat Company from our Naval Junior ROTC presents the colors.
Hello, we are standing for Mrs. Brewer's second grade class at Woodland Elementary School, home of the Hawks.
It is the vision of Woodland Elementary to prepare students to be lifelong learners and good citizens.
Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance and the Star Spangled Banner.
Attention, salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may be seated.
We are here to learn with our school family. There is respect here that you can clearly see. We are truthful, trustworthy, and listen actively, giving no put downs. I promise to do my personal best as I work and learn today and every day.
Cafeteria to the playground.
Thank you for coming.
As always, you've just witnessed the best part of the board meeting tonight. And I know all of you that are here watching this part of the board meeting will want to stay for the rest of it, I'm sure, as well. But if you don't want to, you're certainly free to leave. Now, what I'd like for you all to do, if you would for me, we'll start right here, and then after you do this, you can just walk and go that way. There are thousands of people, I say this all the time, I think it's gone up to 2,000 people at least, that watch this every evening. And they show it a lot, so they get to watch it over and over again. So you'll be on TV a lot. So I want you to walk up to this microphone and look in that camera right there and smile and tell us your name.
My name is Samuel.
My name is Madison.
My name is Zara.
My name is Lily.
My name is Chi.
My name is Levi.
My name is Caleb.
My name is Jake.
My name is Andrew.
My name is Nevin.
My name is Brindley.
My name is Delaney.
My name is Tamaya.
And let's give them another round of applause. Next is the approval of the agenda. Do I hear any additions or corrections? If not, I'll entertain a motion for approval.
Move for approval. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed. Motion carries unanimously. Next, we'll move on to special reports and presentations. Our first segment is some of the good news that's going on in the Oak Ridge schools. Mr. Stevens, we'll start with you.
Thank you. Preschool teacher Chelsea Koffer. Very good. Collected funds through a donors choose project to purchase amazing sensory experiences material for a classroom and for the new outdoor classroom at the preschool. The project has been fully funded and materials should arrive over the fall break to be in use when students return. These materials will support the outdoor classroom that includes a mud kitchen, a water play area, a musical sound creation area, an art area, and a fairy garden imaginative play area. Sounds like a great backyard. Great place. Very good. Thank you.
Ms. Eagle.
From Willowbrook Elementary, the Willowbrook Readers and Leaders Volunteer Program was recently featured in the State of Tennessee Department of Education Family Resource Center newsletter. From the article, a focus for the Oak Ridge Family Resource Center is the Readers and Leaders Program. By utilizing community volunteers, they work with teachers to identify students that need additional reading support and mentorship to develop a love of reading. The program really works. 29 volunteer leaders read a minimum of once a week with students, either in small group or individually, depending on the needs of the student. The volunteers logged a total of 638 hours reading with students. 83% of the students who had a volunteer leader showed gains in reading. For more information about the Readers and Leaders program or to volunteer, contact Joe Bruce at Willowbrook. Our email address is jbruce@ortn.edu. And that's great news.
Ms. McLean.
Okay, I have good news from Jefferson Middle School. Their first Lego League team traveled to the Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama to research their project for the Into Orbit season. Also, the Lego team participated in the Lego Sumo Bot Robo Rodeo. Y'all are killing me. At the Tennessee Valley Fair on September 9th. The JMS students won both first and second place out of a field of 30 sumo bots. And that's good news from Jefferson.
Ms. Webb.
It looks like from Robertsville. The Robertsville Middle School Band and Carnes Middle School Band will hold a collaborative clinic and concert for 8th grade students. Both RMS and KMS directors will provide a collaborative, social, musical, and educational experience at no charge. The band students will be exposed to a variety of repertoire and instructional methods while being introduced to a variety of highly trained directors from other areas. And also, the RMS 8th grade cross-country runner, Joey Weston, finished 12th out of 306 runners at the Victor Ash Park Classic on Labor Day weekend. He also placed 8th out of 322 at the Knoxville Youth Athletics Cove Lake Meet on September 6th. I have seen him run, and he is a fast kid.
And that's just some of the good news going on in the Oak Ridge schools this month. Next item under special reports and presentations. Last year, the board, we should have obviously been doing this many years ago, but we started last year at each of our board meetings recognizing a volunteer or volunteers from our schools within our district that have contributed much to different events, successes in a particular school. A school, and this is in the way of a reminder, a school can nominate someone or as many people as they would like to nominate during the course of the school year, and a selection will be made. And then at the end of the school year, the board will vote on one of the volunteers that we've recognized to be presented to the Tennessee School Board Association as the East District Volunteer of the Year. If that person is selected as that volunteer, then they go on to the state level, and at our state conference, a State Volunteer of the Year will be selected. Last year, the board selected Bob and Janet Cushman from Robertsville as our nominee as East District Volunteer of the Year, and they were selected as the East District Volunteers, and they will be recognized tomorrow night at our East District meeting in Sevier County, and then they will go on to the state level as well. So tonight, we're starting that program over again, and we'll be recognizing our first volunteer of the month. And I will call on Dr. Kurt Reniger from Robertsville to tell us who that is.
Thank you and good evening. It is my great pleasure to introduce to you and present this award to Ms. Lee Frost. Ms. Julie Kinder McMillan nominated Ms. Frost for this honor, and in looking through the description that Ms. Kinder McMillan gives, the description itself is one thing, but being able to see it firsthand for the past 7-8 weeks, it's been something else. Ms. Frost has spent the past 4 years at Robertsville Middle School volunteering her time on a variety of projects, organizing and devoting days for our picture days, organizing all of our picture days, going above and beyond to make sure that each child has their photo taken, which, as we all know, is absolutely critical to everybody involved in picture day. Getting the pictures made, it's got to happen. So she has done that for us, organizing, whatever it takes, working behind the scenes with the PTSA, and then spending just a tremendous amount of time on our RMS robotics program, from organizing to working with programming, working with builders, just doing everything to make sure that our kids have an opportunity to compete in the robotics field, and has just done a fantastic job. And if you see Ms. Frost in the school building, she is on a mission. Make no mistake, she is there to conduct business, and we are very fortunate to have her. And so again, I'd like to thank Ms. Frost for all of her contributions to Robertsville Middle School, and we're going to try to keep her on as a lifetime contract, not giving her to Oak Ridge. Even though her son's going, she's going to have to stay at Robertsville. So again, Mr. Villhauer, thank you, Ms. Frost.
I would add to that kind of a follow-up. One of the things that Julie said in her nomination was that you have a child that's in the eighth grade at Robertsville now, and she was going to work with you to figure out a way to get some more children, either by adoption or whatever it would take, so they could keep you there. So, Lee, on behalf of the Oak Ridge Board of Education, the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education, hereby recognizes Leah Frost for her support, dedication, and service as a volunteer for the Oak Ridge Schools. Help me congratulate Lee. Well, this next item is a little awkward, so I will turn it over to our Vice Chair, Ms. McLean.
Okay, this is a recognition of Coach Villhauer, and we have a resolution. Should we go to the podium, or let's go to the podium.
She's in charge now, so I'll do exactly what she says.
Okay, this is a resolution of recognition and appreciation of Keith Villhauer. Whereas Keith Villhauer is being awarded the 2018 Character Star East Tennessee Service Award for Coaching, this award is being given solely for the character Mr. Villhauer has shown throughout his coaching career. Whereas Mr. Villhauer's coaching career spans over 29 years with the Oak Ridge Schools, he began his coaching career in 1968 at Robertsville Junior High School, where he served as the head boys basketball coach from 1968 to 1995, the assistant football coach and the assistant track coach from 1968 to 1974, the golf coach from 1973 to 1993, and in addition assisted in forming the first girls basketball team in 1974. Mr. Villhauer also served as the Oak Ridge High School ninth grade boys head basketball coach from 1995 to 1997. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education recognizes and appreciates the services of Mr. Keith Villhauer, and further, that this resolution of recognition and appreciation be duly recorded and spread across the minutes of the Oak Ridge Schools Board of Education on this, the 24th day of the month of September in the year 2018. Congratulations.
Thank you. That is much appreciated. I had the honor of being recognized also at the city council meeting, and one of the council members asked me, I didn't know you were still coaching. And I said, it's like a teacher. Once a teacher, always a teacher. Once a coach, always a coach. But what makes this so important to me and appreciated by me is the fact that a former player of mine in junior high school then is the person that heads up this Character Star award presentations for East Tennessee. And you might remember that last year, Coach Winston Russell was selected as the Character Star East Tennessee Assistant Coach of the Year. Kind of unique. When I came to Robertsville in 1968, Winston and I were the only coaches in that building at that time. So it was quite an interesting time, and he and I have certainly remained friends since that time. What also makes this special are those friends that you've made that were your former students. Young man that came up, I don't know if you noticed it a minute ago after the presentation, that came up and shook my hand, was also a former player of mine many, many years ago. That's what those who have been in the education business and in the coaching business, those are the things that make that special as time goes on. I did have one other comment. I want to make it again because it is important. My father was a very quiet person. His advice was offered to me not always by what he said, but by the way he looked at me. I knew what he meant, either positive or negatively, by that look. But he did give me two pieces of advice. He said, whatever you choose to do, make sure that you do something where you can make a difference. And I've tried to do that. The second one was probably his best piece of advice. He said, find someone as your spouse who will always stand beside you. And I have. Thank you. I didn't think that was going to be that tough. So let's move on. We have a report from Ridgeview. Dr. Borgers.
I'll get you off the mic for a little bit, Keith, so congratulations again. I'm going to ask Dr. Miles Abrard to come up, and the board has heard us talk about Ridgeview and the great partnerships that we have forged, so we thought it would be a great idea to have them come and talk to us briefly tonight. But Dr. Abrard, go ahead.
Thank you all, and I have the pleasure to introduce one of our partners in our community and to share a little bit about some of the programs that they're doing in some of our schools. So tonight I have Mr. Nathan Zeiger, he's the Chief Operating Officer for Ridgeview, and then Amy Olson, Director of Children and Youth Services. So I'm going to have them come up and share some information about the program. So please join us.
Good evening. We're here tonight to talk about our STAR program, which is our school-based therapy program that we've implemented in the Oak Ridge schools. Oh, there we go. In 2015, Willowbrook Elementary School, Miss Fairchild and Miss Joe Bruce came to us interested in getting school-based therapy at their school. We had met and we went through what the range of issues the children were facing, and they said they had the full spectrum of depression, anxiety, lots of trauma, ADHD, behavior problems, etc. We have a long history with Willowbrook and especially Joe Bruce providing therapy, but usually at the Ridgeview Clinic. We've had many obstacles with families being able to get their children there, transportation issues, obviously missing school, things like that. We even had Joe many times transporting these children and families to our center. So we just decided we really needed to brainstorm how we could work together to implement this in the school. So basically our joint goal was to provide the therapy where the child is, where they feel the most comfortable, and where they have a built-in support system. Your families trust your schools. They send their children there every day. They've made the, you know, relationships with the teachers, with the administration. So it just felt natural for the families to also trust having therapy in the schools. So the other thing that we were finding out from the schools was if a child was receiving therapy at a center or private practice, they were sometimes missing half a day up to a whole day of school. They would go to the appointment and then it was too much to take the child back. So we were really finding out that there was a large amount of time, academic time, that the child was missing to receive therapy. There's a little delay, sorry. Oops. Okay, so basically our STAR, we have a vision and a mission. So our vision is to improve each child's educational experience by encouraging therapeutic and academic success through a collaborative school-based model, integrating existing school-based services with behavioral health treatment. And our mission is to complement the exceptional educational services within the school by providing high-quality mental health services to students with significant needs. So you can see in both of those, we really wanted to place your academics first, realizing that is obviously your mission, is to educate these children. But what we were finding with our talks with teachers, the school staff, is that if a child is really struggling with a mental illness, they're not usually performing very well academically. So if we could just take that time, usually our sessions are 30 minutes to 45 minutes within the school day to kind of help that child build some coping skills, build some good ways that they can focus in class and they can, you know, attain better academic success, was what we were trying to achieve. So the outcomes that we were looking at with STAR, was to decrease absenteeism, that's not right, and like I said, we were finding if they went to therapy, they were missing almost full days of school. If they weren't going to therapy, receiving no mental health, then they were also struggling with being present at school. We were also tardiness. Children that were dealing with anxiety, with depression, often had trouble getting up, getting out of bed, you know, getting motivated to go to school. We were having parents tell us what a struggle it was in the morning trying to get them to school. So we wanted to work on the tardiness. And then the schools were letting us know how many behavior issues, in-school suspensions there were. And a lot of this we felt was probably rooted from mental illness, traumas that the children had experienced. We also wanted to see that the child was making good grades. They were advancing each year. And then increase family participation. We really wanted to not only serve the child, but serve the family unit as a whole. We know that many of the family issues are impacting the child. So looking at what all the family needs, whether it's, you know, housing issues, food issues, or more intense like substance abuse issues for the family, really wrapping the whole family with services. So Miles and I, over the summer, we worked together and Miles presented me with some school data. So we looked to compare the years 2016 to 2017 school year to the 2017-2018 school year. Miles was able to provide me 217 STAR student data. And through that, we were just thrilled with the results. We found we had a 40% decrease in behavior incidences. So this was measured by in-school and out-of-school suspensions. And then with our attendance for the STAR students, we had a 42% decrease in unexcused and tardy incidences. So we were just very excited to see that we were making the progress that we were looking for. So some of the challenges, So some of the challenges, when we start a star school, we ask the school to give us a referral list, and it's just getting the families to commit. Sometimes they will tell the school they're interested, but then actually getting them to kind of follow through. The parent has to come to the intake. So sometimes that's where we're really struggling. What we really find is once we get started in school, the word of mouth, that's really what helps us. For one parent to say to another parent, you know, my child found success with this, then that's usually our best referral system. Scheduling, again, we're trying to always be respectful of that academic time. So we work very, very closely with the school counselors. We basically say our therapist is going to be in your school these days at this time, and then they put the child into whatever slot works best. So trying to not take them out of those core academic classes for the little ones, the reading time, things like that. So they really help us with that. And then just other things that we've encountered and we've really learned is the start of school year. It tended to be slow. This year, we hit the ground running, and we had full caseload very quickly. So your schools definitely know about us. They know how to refer. They did a great job this year. Testing, school events, just different things like that we've learned to navigate around. We really have great relationships with your schools. Our therapists are talking to the school counselors. Everybody from the front desk staff to the administration is really working to help with all of that. Family involvement, even though we are seeing the child at school, we ask the family to come once a month. Ideally, we would like them to come in person for a family session so we can all see where the child's at, what their progress is at home and school. If we can't do monthly in person, then we are flexible, trying to do a phone call, a written notice. We try and be respectful of especially working families and their other commitments, but we do want to have some type of contact monthly. And then just managing 9-month positions has sometimes been a challenge for us. So we are thrilled to announce that we are all in all Oak Ridge schools. After we implemented Willowbrook, we had met much interest from other schools. So we actually met with Dr. Brochers to say, you get to pick next because we don't want to be the bad guy. So we actually had a 5-year plan to implement a therapist in all of your schools, and it was accomplished within 2 years. So we were very excited about that. We learned a lot. And like I said, we have a therapist that's serving each of your schools. Some additional services. Ridgeview, we really believe in partnership, and partnering with you was not only providing the in-school therapy, but we also provide mental health trainings for your school staff. We've done mental health trainings for parents and PTO meetings. We do your suicide prevention training for your staff, which is required. We've done a crisis response training for schools in partnership with the Oak Ridge Police Department, and we try and share, you know, we try and attend open houses. Willowbrook, I know they have their parent appreciation breakfast. So anytime that we can possibly be present at a school just to show the community our relationship, it makes mental health a little bit less intimidating. So we really try and first of all meet your training needs on the mental health aspect, but also just anytime that we can possibly be present to show our partnership. So finally, our next steps are to continue assessing our expansion needs. Like I said, we hit the ground running and filled up our caseloads very quickly. So we are always looking how we can expand the STAR program in the Oak Ridge schools. We want to definitely increase family participation. That is one of our goals that we struggle with the most, is getting the families to attend either that monthly, you know, meeting or just having that communication. So we're looking at ways always to increase that. We want to continue working with Miles in the school district to analyze our outcomes and make sure that we're trending in the positive ways. And we might even expand what we're actually measuring. And then schools have expressed the interest in expanding services into groups. Right now, we are completely full with our individual services, but we are looking into possible student groups, family groups, and then even substance abuse groups for either the teen population and parents, or one or the other. That is my presentation. Do you have any questions?
I don't. Go ahead.
Before you get to questions, I just had two very quick things. The first is that we have never looked at this or went into this with it, Ridgeview and Oak Ridge Schools. We looked at it as Oak Ridge Schools and that we're a part of that, and to your goals and to your objectives, and that we're assisting you in meeting those with your students. It is being able to provide timely access to people, whether it's kids or adolescents or adults, with mental health care is a really great thing. And it's very cool that we're able to do that with you in your school. So we couldn't do that without you. That's the first thing. The second is that, you'd have to be blind to not notice that often, or it seems like often these days, we hear about something occurring at a school or violence at a school or an incident at a school. And then afterwards people say stuff like, well, it'd be really great if we did something about that. You know, what could we do about that? What could we put into place? Well, we're doing something about that with you. We are actually making a difference with students in helping them to become better students and hopefully to be better individuals and eventually better adults. And again, could not do that without your partnership.
Thank you. Questions or comments from the board? Ms. McLean.
I wonder if your services have been discussed for the preschool.
We do mental health consultation for preschools. We work with, I know, the Anderson County Preschool, which Oak Ridge, it's very confusing. There's one Oak Ridge site that's part of that we did their observation, but not this site, and then Morgan County. So really what we have found with preschools is that the mental health consultation works well, but actual in-school therapy for five and under, we have to have that parental participation. So what the preschools were saying was it just made more sense for the parent to come to Ridgeview. The parent could meet us at the preschool, but really you just can't sit and do therapy with a 3 or 4 year old without their parents. So we did explore that with Ms. Coffer.
Ms. Eagle.
Just a comment. Thank you very much. This is a needed service. It will benefit our students. We have 3 board members that are new since the last student suicide. I hope none of them ever have to go to a student's funeral for that reason.
Thank you very much. And I definitely think, like the coach was saying, we are making a difference, and that's what we're all here for. We all care about children, and the fact that we are able to come together for a solution to help the children where they are, get the service they need, it makes all the difference to us at Ridgeview and obviously at Oak Ridge Schools.
And I certainly appreciate your comments, but particularly the one, it is a partnership, and to be successful, it takes all of us combined to make that difference. And it is something that certainly is a necessity. It's unfortunate that the growth is such that the need has a hard time sometimes catching up with the growth, but at least we're there. Mm-hmm. The effort's being made, and it is paying dividends and will continue to pay greater dividends as these young people become adults and get out and live in their community and yes. can make a contribution in their community.
Yeah. And what we also find is, you know, we started at Willowbrook, the elementary school, on purpose because we want to, as the children age, that they always know about therapy. They always know mental health is nothing to be ashamed about. You know, if I need help, I have a therapist who can help me and support me. So we really were strategic in starting at Willowbrook, moving to Robertsville. So as a child ages, they always know that they have that support system in their schools. And really, we, as soon as we started at Willowbrook, we had families saying, well, my son's in, you know, the high school, my son's at Robertsville. So we're just thrilled to be in all the schools now that the children can access it.
Mr. Stevens.
Thank you. I'm extremely pleased that this is happening. I just have one question. As part of the tools that you have at your disposal, teaching the children either meditation or mindfulness, is that also one of the
It is. Yes, definitely. My therapists love mindfulness. We actually just got a United Way grant that we're thrilled about. Mm-hmm. That they are giving us money for therapy toolkits. So we're actually purchasing iPads where we can do the mindfulness. We do a lot of relaxation with these children. Mm-hmm. The anxiety with these children, especially unfortunately at the high school age, they just have so much on their plate. So really just teaching them how to take that time just to step away from everything, relax, and really learn their body, that they are in control of their body. We hear so many incidences about cutting, self-harm, mm-hmm. things like that. So really letting them know that they can regain control of themselves. And that's, yes, like you said, with the mindfulness. I was thrilled with what you said about the preschool. I mean, that just sounds perfect to have those sensory playgrounds and everything like that.
Thank you. I'm glad, very glad you're in the system.
Oh, thank you.
Dr. Borchers, additional comments.
Just a big thank you and echoing everybody else's comments. And we did start at Willowbrook, and we're just very thankful that you were able to get into all of our buildings as quickly as you could. And I know our administrative staff is very thankful to have you there as well. So thank you for all you do.
Well, thank you for your support.
And Miles, thank you for your contribution and work with this as well through your staff and individuals. Very important as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next item on the agenda is another report from Oak Ridge 2020.
All right, at this time, I'll ask Dr. Lee and Mr. Lay to come forward, and as we've shared with the board before, we kind of have a schedule of when we're going to report on certain goals, and tonight we're reporting on goal number two. So we'll make the transition here. And Mr. Lay, are you up first? Is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. I'm up first. Okay, then I'll hand it over to Dr. Lee. All right. And board, first of all, good evening. And if we ever go through the beginning too quickly, just let us know, but we've done it enough that we feel like we won't spend a lot of time there. Okay. All right, Oak Ridge Schools, this is our 2020, Achieving Excellence in Education. What is Oak Ridge 2020? You know, it's really just somewhat simple. It's just an organized manner in which we assess and basically look at areas we want to improve. And we always remind ourselves it's about the students, number one. It's also working in a manner with mutual respect and teamwork. That's the foundation of our success. No, I actually skipped one, but was I too quick on the button? It's not there, is it? Okay, maybe I didn't skip it, so. All right, anyway, we've got a slide missing. Okay, we're doing goal two tonight, educator excellence, committed, innovative, and qualified educators that are the direct link to our students. And at this time, I will turn it over to Dr. Lee.
And if you can look at the criteria, whoops, we went too far there. The factors that we're looking at: enhance the recruitment process to clearly articulate requirements and standards, to identify the highest quality prospects, develop the interview process and support informed hiring decisions. We also look at strengthening the staff retention program with a focus on professional development, career and leadership development, compensation, and work environment. We hope to create a culture of inclusiveness to assure staff participation, communication, shared decision-making, and teamwork. And finally, to communicate clear qualifications and performance expectations, and to employ a thorough and fair assessment project. And our celebrations, if you're looking at our report, the data clearly supports that we have an excellent learning and working environment. Our EPI results yielded above average scores for new hires, and we currently have zero challenges to the teacher evaluation process. Always with celebrations, we also have opportunities. We continue to review our EPI data to identify high performing teachers and to support their ongoing professional development. We also keep trying to provide a school culture that supports all staff. And we also are monitoring 10 compass requirements to assure compliance to alleviate potential teacher evaluation challenges. Finally, our strategies, teacher level of effectiveness scores, and when we get them, should I say when we get them?
They're coming.
For each year. And the EPI inventory results will be used to support, and they are being used to support effective hiring decisions.
And also to evaluate data from school climate surveys to enhance a culture of collaboration and professionalism, provide professional development opportunities that stress the importance of each individual staff member's commitment to build a positive school culture, update administrative procedures to clearly communicate staff expectations. And those are some of the areas that we're looking to work towards. Questions?
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
I might just add, it's interesting for all of us, obviously, as we keep track and see how this program is tracking and making a difference, to see what our strategies are and our improvement areas. But particularly for Ms. Eagle and Ms. McLean and Mr. Stevens, who served on this committee, the two of y'all as a board member and then you as a community representative, to know that those hours that you spent haven't gone just somewhere and this is up on a bookshelf somewhere. I mean, this is actual real time and it's being used. And I think that's critical for our district to be successful. And I'm glad to see it every time that we have this. Thank you. Okay. Next, we move on to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address a topic that is not on the agenda. You may address a topic that is on the agenda when it is presented. If you choose to address the board, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments or may have the superintendent address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we'll move to the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Items for action. Item A, formal approval of the FY19 Safe Schools Grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY19 Safe Schools budget that includes the recurring Safe Schools grant as well as the one-time Safe Schools security grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers, comments?
The handout there obviously makes it very clear for the board, and the board has given us input on this, so we're bringing it back in front of the board. And we had some tight timelines from the state given this Safe Schools grant that was outside of the normal grant process, but we feel like we have a good opportunity there to make some great advancements in security.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, all those in favor of approving the FY19 Safe Schools grant signify by saying aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item, item B, FY19 CCLC grant. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY19 21st Century Community Learning Centers grant.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the handout, and we do this every year, but the grant is a federal grant used to fund extended school hour programs at Glenwood and Willowbrook. The allocation amount for this year is $189,500.
Comments or questions? Motion is approval of the FY19 CCLC grant. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. We'll next move forward on to three board policies. All three of these are first reading, so we'll come back at our next meeting with a second reading. And once again, if you have questions after tonight's meeting, please direct those to the superintendent, and we'll get those questions answered or information that you need before our next meeting. So we're item C, board policy 1.701, school district planning. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 1.701, school district planning.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move. Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, we updated this policy to align with the changes the State Board of Education they made to policy 2.101. The State Board of Education policy outlines the necessary components for both district-wide and school-level plans. And it's also fitting that we just finished talking and getting an update on Oak Ridge 2020, because I think if you look through that new policy and if you look at Oak Ridge 2020 and our keys to college career readiness, we're already there and then some as far as our planning.
Comments or questions from the board? First reading, board policy 1.701. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item D, board policy 4.206, homebound instruction. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 4.206, homebound instruction.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
Previously, state law only addressed homebound instruction for pregnant students. Public Chapter 625 mandated that LEAs expand these programs to cover all students who qualify for homebound instruction. As a result, State Board expanded its rule to encompass all students that may be eligible for this program based on a physical or mental condition. State Board also included a new requirement that students be absent for at least 10 days in order to qualify for this type of instruction. So we've made those changes to our current policy.
Questions or comments? Ms. McClain.
I was just wondering, how many students do we have that are getting homebound instruction approximately?
Dr. Henderson, you know that approximate amount, or Mr. Lay?
I would say Dr. Henderson will answer that question for us.
Since the school year has just started, we have about two or three, but we usually average anywhere between 10 to 12 students for the whole school year. Some of those are students that are repeaters based on the information that the doctor sends to us.
Have we not in the past, even though the policy didn't specifically identify, been a little bit ahead of what this policy now says?
Yes, but other school systems had not. So we have been offering homebound services to students that met the needs by a doctor, saying that they were not able to come to school and may not have necessarily been pregnant.
Thank you. Motion is approval of board policy 4.206, homebound instruction. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item E, board policy 6.2001, attendance during post-secondary visits. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of board policy 6.2001, attendance during post-secondary visits.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the attachment, this is a brand new policy, and there's a theme here on most of these. Due to changes to State Board of Education Policy 4.100, the excused absences list in Model Policy 6.2 have been modified. College visits and school-sponsored activities are no longer excused absences. Instead, those students may now be counted as present. However, to count a student present for missing a school day to take a college visit, State Board of Education Policy 4.100 requires that boards adopt a policy allowing students to participate in these types of visits. So we have adopted a new policy, and they get up to 3 days each school year for such visits.
Comments or questions?
Ms. McLean. I'm glad to see this.
It's interesting in that this says that they only get excused on the day that they visit, not the day that they travel there. So that's going to put a little onus on our attendance office. But we do have, starting on Friday, a 2-week fall break, and in the spring, a 2-week spring break. So college visits can be made then, too.
Very true. Very true.
Motion is approval of 6.2001, attendance during post-secondary visits. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, we move to item F, Oak Ridge High School boys basketball field trip to the Bahamas. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the Oak Ridge High School boys basketball travel to Freeport, Bahamas to participate in the Tabernacle Baptist Christian Academy Thanksgiving basketball tournament, November 20th through the 25th of this school year.
You've heard the recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Stevens, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from the attachment, this is the third time that the basketball team has done this, and we will make sure that I know after the first time we did this, there was a lot of upfront work that had to be done to make sure everything was done correctly, and we'll be doing that same thing for this third trip.
And I know our boys coaches would have been here, but I believe as we're on the air on another channel, they're doing their television call-in auction fundraiser.
That's true.
Tonight.
Yes.
So we might get home in time if y'all want to bid on something to do that.
That's true.
Questions about this trip?
Well, I think the board should go to ensure that this is done correctly.
Well, you know, Mr. Stevens, the first time we went over this, we brought that up, and the question was, they would be glad for us to go, but we'd have to go out and fundraise just like they are so they can go on the trip. I think that kind of turned a few of us away. But you think they'd take us just out of gratitude, wouldn't you? Comments or questions? Approval of the Oak Ridge High School boys basketball field trip to the Bahamas. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And now our fourth grade safety patrol is going to take a trip to Washington, D.C. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the fourth grade safety patrol field trip to Washington, D.C. for all elementary schools on March 11th through the 14th, 2019.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second. Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
This is very similar to the travel that was taken last year. Roger cannot be here tonight, and if there's really hard questions, Dr. Fairchild said she was ready to answer those, but I'll let the board, if they have questions, we'll go from there.
Questions? You know, I'm amazed. Think back when I was teaching. We used to do a civics trip to Washington, D.C., and on a couple of occasions, we would be there at the same time the safety patrol people would be there. That's amazing exercise in management. It's unbelievable how that takes place, but it does, and the kids get where they're supposed to be, and they have an exciting time. Motion is approval of the fourth grade safety patrol field trip to Washington, D.C. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item H, preschool parenting curriculum, love and logic. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the preschool parenting curriculum, love and logic.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Motion made by Ms. Eagle, seconded by Mr. Stevens. Dr. Borchers.
As you can see from Ms. Downard's memo there, this is a requirement of Head Start and something that they have selected to meet those requirements.
Comments or questions? You know, as I was reading over this, I just thought this might be a good curriculum for every school to have. So, the motion is approval of the preschool parenting curriculum, love and logic. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Items for information, financial report, any questions? Okay.
If you look at the 1 month receipts for sales tax, it's almost 10%, which is, you know, 1 month is less than 10% of a year. And it was a summer month. This looks good. Shop Oak Ridge, folks. We love it.
Absolutely. Enrollment report. You know, I thought it was interesting, assuming I'm reading this correctly, let me get my focus here. In the second grade, the attendance dropped 30. But in the third grade, it went up 44. That's kind of an interesting phenomenon right there.
Well, you're still 14 to the good, so we're doing well.
Right. Yes, so, sir. But, you know, you would think that there wouldn't be that much of a jump in the next grade level if that many were down in the grade before. I don't need to know why that happened. I just thought it was an interesting phenomenon that it worked that way. That's good.
And I agree. And when you're looking at numbers, it seems like when you start increasing enrollment, it will typically be in one or maybe two grades, and because you start getting concerned about those numbers and having the correct number of staff. But yes, and we are actually up 99 in comparison to this time last year. So we're still continuing the trend of having a higher enrollment, which is very positive.
And we're still holding okay with classrooms, numbers, and so forth.
Yes, sir. We're in great shape. I mean, we're tight because of growth, but we are within compliance and doing well. So.
Well, as we've talked about and we'll continue to talk about, we certainly need to keep our focus on new things that are happening in the housing market in Oak Ridge, just to make sure we don't get caught shorthanded somewhere down the road and all of a sudden. Because from what I see, you know, there used to be just talk about, but now there's more than talk. So that's a good thing. As well,
it is, and I would anticipate our spring will be busy with this topic, and we'll be looking at enrollment numbers, and we'll be most likely be making staffing decisions.
And as you've already mentioned earlier, the having the vision and anticipating the growth in the schools based on the quality of the schools, and now with God willing, better housing opportunities for families, I would certainly expect this to grow considerably.
Any other comments? Attendance, Mr. Lay.
To me, the most positive of what I saw, number one, our attendance looks good for the first grading period. In comparison, most schools are either at or below where they were last year. But once again, I'll just compliment Mr. McDonald. If you look at where we're starting at the high school, it is significantly below where they were at last year, the first grading period. And he has put in a lot of time and effort in addressing attendance. And we discovered at a meeting just a couple of weeks ago, our P
PTO-PTA parent advisory group that there were some comments made at the high school about attendance in schools that we are similar to as far as attendance. And it got individuals' attention that it's an area we need to work on. So I'll continue to say thank you to Mr. McDonald, but also other schools are working hard. And it's just, you know, we have a real simple goal. We're just confident we can do a better job educating students and preparing them if they're at school. So,
comments or questions? Next, we move to items for discussion. Any old business? New business? Communications? I'll mention some things that will be going on before our next, these are not all the things that are going on, just some of the things that are going on before our next meeting. In the month of October, Ms. McLean will be hosting our Focus on Education, and you can look for that date on our TV station. The board will be attending our East District Fall District meeting tomorrow in Sevier County. We will be having a retreat on Wednesday, and we'll be one of the items we'll be talking a little bit about will be attendance. But also mentioned on Wednesday, the official book release for the 75th Oak Ridge Education Foundation school book will take place, I believe, in the amphitheater at Oak Ridge High School at 6:30. And then before our next board meeting, we will visit on October the 24th Linden Elementary School at 7:30 that morning. And starting next week, we have our first break. It's hard to imagine that we're saying fall break already, but we are. We'll be looking forward to that intersession report on down the road, see how that goes. But I've been seeing on the high school board announcements about getting plugged in for intercession and so forth. So that's good. And unless anyone has anything else, remind the board, I believe we're meeting here at 3:15 tomorrow to go to the fall district. I appreciate everyone being here, and we are adjourned.